John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Jimmy Yang is someone that you probably know from Silicon Valley. We're huge fans of the show. It's coming back in a couple of weeks, but he's here because there's some things you might not know about Jimmy. The fact that he really is a stand-up comedian, and the fact that he's got a brand new book out called How to American, An Immigrant's Guide to Disappointing Your Parents. Hiya, Jimmy.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good. Trusting the process.
Damn right. Yes.
He knows. He understands.
How you ingratiate yourself to the city, Jimmy. Good job.
I say that to every city.
No. You son of a...
I always see you as Jimmy Yang, but I notice on the press release they sent us, you're Jimmy O. Yang. Is that because St. Patrick's Day is this week?
Yes. It's only for this week, and then I'll change my name after that. O. Yang is a two-character last name in Chinese, and my legal name is actually Manxing O. Yang, and Jimmy is just my middle name that was given to me.
Manxing.
Yeah, which means 10,000 success in Chinese.
And how many successes have you had?
Well, maybe two. If this book works out, maybe two.
Well, how old were you when you got here?
I was 13.
You were 13, and did you speak English at all?
So I learned English on paper, like in school, how kids here would learn Spanish.
Right.
But if you send a kid here to, when he's 13, to Mexico, he's not going to be able to survive on the language.
Right. Okay. So basically, you couldn't just ask people where the library was and it would get you through?
I'm still learning that.
But what was it like first like being in this country?
It was kind of tough, especially the language. Everybody was talking so fast. And the school I went to in L.A., it was just a mix of everyone. Because in Hong Kong, all I went to school with was Chinese kids that either spoke Cantonese or Mandarin. So I really had to learn, and especially like the slangs, the American slangs.
Right.
They never taught me that in Hong Kong, like, what's up?
Right.
Like, I didn't know what that meant. Like, a girl came to me and said, what's up? I just looked up in the sky for a minute. I didn't know what a Super Bowl was.
Right. You know? Okay. All right.
And then I heard the thong song. I didn't even know what a thong was. I went to college eventually for economics, to please my parents. That's the easiest major that still pleases Asian parents.
Well, it involves math, of course.
Right, exactly. I was pretty good at math.
There's a surprise. An Asian guy who's good at math. What are you going to do? Tell me next you played a violin?
I did, actually. Very well. Awesome. And I played ping pong competitively.
Okay, all right. I was going there, too.
You get it.
And then I just knew when I got the internship, like, doing finance, like, I didn't want to do that whatsoever. I found stand-up, much to my parents' disappointment.
Did they understand stand-up at all?
Not at all. We didn't have stand-up in Hong Kong or China. My parents still call it a talk show.
A talk show?
Yeah, they think I'm like trying to be Jay Leno or something.
Okay. All right.
I was going through parts of the book, and I came to your brother. Mm-hmm. His name, at least when you guys got here, is Roger.
So everybody in Hong Kong has a Chinese name like mine, like Manxing, and then also a nickname like Jimmy.
Okay.
So they named me Jimmy because they didn't have a reason. They were like, Jimmy sounded good. It sounded American.
Right? All right.
And then they named my brother Roger after Roger Moore from 007 because that's their favorite Bond. Okay. But then my brother thought that sounded like an old white guy name, so he didn't like it. And then eventually he actually legally changed his name to Roy. Which is ironic.
That's an older
black guy name.
That's amazing.
And my dad's named Richard, and I asked him like, why you named Richard? He's like, oh, because I want to be rich. Very, very simple. Straightforward people.
Oh God.
But my mom completely doesn't get it. She completely misses the point. She told me the first time she saw Silicon Valley, she's like, Jimmy, how many times do I have to tell you don't hunch your back? I'm like, Mom, I'm playing a character on TV. And she's like, play a character that doesn't hunch his back.
Well, speaking of your mother, I need to ask you about Asian culture and bluntness, especially Asian women. The laundromat I go to, it just turns out that it is run by two Asian women. And I wanted to get 2 inches let out in a pair of pants for a suit. And she flat out looks at me and says, well, that's a lot. Why not just lose the weight?
They're brutally Asian women are brutally honest.
Yes.
I go to my mother's house. She'll tell me exactly what is wrong with my face. Jimmy, your face is fat. What happened? Your hair. You look homeless. After like 30 years of this, my self-image is just a fat homeless lesbian.
When will you bring your talk show to Philadelphia?
I'm coming to Helium April 4th, baby.
All right, well, we're going to get you in the studio.
You got to be here in the studio.
You got to be here
in the studio. Yeah, yeah. And we'll bring in some Mexican food because I know how much your grandparents love that.
Oh, yeah. They think my grandpa, first day I'm in America, said, let me take you to the best American food I ever had. And he took me to El Pollo Loco, which is a Mexican fast food chain.
Right, fast food chicken, right?
But he insisted on getting the dark meat instead of white meat.
Why?
Because he said white meat is a big chicken breast for dumb Americans.
Jimmy Yang. Oh, let me correct that. I'm sorry. I forget about St. Patrick's Day. Jimmy O. Yang is our guest. He will be here in Philadelphia April 4th, you said?
April 4th, yeah.
April 4th. His new book, How to American, An Immigrant's Guide to Disappointing Your Parents, is available through Amazon.com. Jimmy, we look forward to meeting you, dude.
Thank you, sir.